Hi, this is Anna Popovich and you're listening to The Raven and the Blues. So stay tuned and turn it up.
Welcome to the Raven and the Blues. Don't you just love it when they get the weather forecast wrong? Today was supposed to be wet and miserable and a bit rainy. And as I talk to you now, from a houseboat on the River Thames in London, it's sunny and it's shining and it's warm. Tinsley Ellis opening up the Raven and the Blues. A track taken from his album The Winning Hand came out earlier on this year. And that's called Satisfied. Welcome to the programme. Mostly new, few old. As you know by now, if you're a regular, I kind of get not carried away, but sidetracked into other things. Ooh, that's lovely. Haven't played that for ages. But that one, Tinsley Ellis, is newish. This one is out next weekend. It's a jazz singer, really. She comes from Memphis. Her father was a blues man, played trumpet. She's been kind of bluesy, jazzy most of her life. But on this album, she's gone back, and I say gone back, she's gone to her blues side of her roots. It's called Memphis, Yes, I'm Ready, D.D. Bridgewater. And you'll recognize the number straight away.
Oh, set me up now, baby. I got a story to tell about a dirty old dog. I was sniffing around me and everything. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Been snooping around my door. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Been snooping round my door. You can wag your tail, but I ain't gonna feed you no more. How you like that? You told me you was high class, but I can see through that. Yes, you told me you was high class, but I could see through that. You ain't no real cool cat. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Been snooping around my door. You ain't nothing but an old hound dog. you want, but I ain't gonna feed you no more. I'm telling you, you better listen.
Sounds fun being a hound dog. Dee Dee Bridgewater, originally born in Memphis, then spent most of her formative years and things living in the rest of the States. And she hasn't gone back to Memphis, but the album she has in her heart and soul, so to speak. Memphis, Yes, I'm Ready, out next weekend, the 17th of September. And there she is, for the course, Big Mama Thornton's hound dog. Okay, staying with new releases. With bands here in the UK, especially rock blues bands, they're obviously led by a guitarist. And it takes some ego, some chutzpah to go and stand in the front of a stage and play and sing. And so therefore, most people who are musicians tend to have some ego, apart from the ones perhaps at the back of the stage. But if you're front stage, you have an ego. And when you tend to bring three egos together, three guitarists together, say, who are songwriters, singers and guitarists, and all very good at all three, there is a risk it could all go terribly wrong. With the Boom Band, which was formed about 3 or 4 years ago, they brought together four guitarists, and that worked really, really well. But in the new incarnation is RHR, Redfern, Hutchinson and Ross. Three lovely guys. We've met and talked to them not quite a few times, at least once each on the Raven and the Blues. And they are amazing guitarists, very clever writers, very good singers. And they've come together and made an album called Mahogany Drift. And it has or had the potential of being, well, a clash of egos, so to speak. You know, just a noise as each of them fought for a space. As it's turned out, it's the complete opposite. It's lovely. So here we are. It's out, I think, in about 2 weeks' time, but it's readily available, I think, on iTunes. I'm just going to have a check anyway. RHR, Redfern, Hutchinson and Ross. The album is called Mahogany Drift, and here's a track from it called Holler. Thank you. Lovely stuff. Troy Redfern, Jack J. Hutchinson and Mike Ross, collectively RHR, their new album Mahogany Drift, and that's a track from it called Holler. I was giggling a bit because I've mixed them up dozens of times. When I see them in the distance, because they're all about the same height, I guess, perhaps Jack J's a little bit shorter, but only a very small amount. They're all bearded and they all wear hats. And so occasionally you see them in the back of the room and you think, oh, it's Mike Ross. And then you go, hi, Mike. And then it's Jack J and so on. I've mixed them all up at various times, but it's a lovely album. Check it out. Three good guitarists, songwriters and vocalists all coming together. Staying with new albums, back to the States though. Here's a new one from Betty Lavette. She's been around the business quite a while. Her new one is called Things Have Changed. And here is the title track.
Good. On a strange man's lap, drinking champagne. He's got light skin and an assassin's eye. I'm looking up into a self-tinted sky. I'm all dressed up, I'm waiting on the last train. Feel like I'm standing on the gallows, with my head in a noose. In a minute now, I'm expecting all hell to break loose. People are crazy, and times are strange. I'm locked in tight and I'm way out of range. I used to care, but things have changed. If the Bible's right, the whole damn world's gonna explode. I've been trying to get just as far away from myself as I can. Some things are just too hard to touch. The human mind can only stand so much. You just can't win with a losing hand. A lot of other stuff too. Don't get up, gentlemen, I'm just passing through. People are crazy, times are strange. I'm locked in tight and I'm way out of range. I used to care, but things have changed. He ain't doing me no good. It's got me all fucked up. I should be in Hollywood. Just for a second there, I thought I saw something move. Gonna take dancing lessons, gonna learn to jitterbug rag. I ain't taking no shortcuts. I might even dress and drag. Only a fool here would think it's got anything to prove. Feel like falling in love with the very next man I see. Grab him by the hand and go running on down the street. People are crazy, times are strange. I'm locked in tight and I'm way out of range. I used to care, but things have changed.
Mm-hmm.
next man I meet. Grab him by the hand and go running down the street. People are crazy and times are strange. I'm locked in tight and I'm on a rage. I used to care, but things have changed. I hurt easy, but I just don't show it. You can hurt somebody and not even know it. The next 60 seconds could be like an eternity. Gonna get low down, fly real high. All the truth in the world ain't nothing but one big lie. I'm in love with a man that don't even appeal to me. Some folks would just go and jump in the lake. I ain't so eager to make that kind of mistake. People are crazy and times are strange. I'm locked in tight, but I'm way out of range. I used to care, but things have changed. 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 Things have changed.
Title track of the new album out this month, Betty LeVette, a lady of a certain age and a diva too. And that's Things Have Changed. When I say a diva, she is a diva of the old school. When she was in UK last, playing, I think it was the Borderline, or was it the Jazz Cafe, one of the two. Many, many musicians here in UK and vocalists, especially female vocalists, went to see her. And one of them was telling me afterwards, and she said, oh, she's just fabulous. Oh, on stage, she's just amazing. The voice, bearing in mind, you know, she is of a good age. Everything about her is amazing, but she is just such a diva. We'd met her before at other venues and things, so she knew who I was. And whereas, I mean, the lady talking was is quite a well-known female vocalist here in the UK. And she said, when I saw her on stage, I smiled, and she wouldn't even recognise me. Didn't even clock me, you know, cut dead. None of this. Oh, look, so-and-so's in the audience. Will they come up and join me for a number? None of that, no. Betty LeVette, Things Have Changed. This is Shamikia Copeland, her new album, America's Child, and Smoked Ham and Peaches. Ooh. I love peaches. And smoked ham.
Are you under the covers with a flashlight like the rest of us now? Does the world make you think everything's coming unwound? Smoked ham and peaches, sun tea with lemon. When the whole world seems fake, give me something real. Truth ain't a rabbit, a trick that you pull from a hat. Somebody tell me what made us fall for that? Smoked ham and peaches, sun tea with lemon peel. a whistle of a faraway train. Open the window and let in the gentle spring rain. I don't mind the rain. The rain ain't no big deal. When the whole world seems fake, give me something real. How many cards can they keep tucked up their sleeves? Tea with lemon peel. When the whole world seems fake, give me something real. When the whole world seems fake, give me something real.
Lovely. Really lovely. Shamika Copeland, America's Child, the album, and Smoked Ham and Peaches. Lovely. I mentioned last week that I was really peed off at missing the Cologne Great British Rhythm and Blues Festival. The biggest one in the UK, been running a long time too, many, many years. And the list of bands and artists who were appearing over the weekend was absolutely fabulous. The organisers, Jason and Paddy, had really sort of combed and managed to get some of the best names and then put together the most amazing schedules, really, in terms of the Saturday night and the Friday night at both the venues. And one of the bands who I was so pleased to see is a band who really hadn't appeared much in the UK. They're out of Amsterdam, called My Baby. To be more correct, they're sort of Amsterdam and New Zealand joined together. Been around a few years. I've been playing My Baby on the show for probably about 4 years. Infrequently, it must be said, but, you know, I have rated them. But they've made no real impact in the UK. And they're one of the bands I was really looking forward to seeing on Saturday night at Cologne. I was concerned, though, that many of the Blues Police, every country has them, and we have loads of them in the UK, would have looked them and have thought, that's not blues, and then stormed out in their black T-shirts and ponytails, and that's just the men. But in fact, from what I can gather, so many people sort of went, don't know who they are, but we'll stay and listen. And at the end of it, they were totally converted, which is great news. Their album came out, the last album came out last year, called Prehistoric Rhythm. We've played a few tracks from it. And here is a track which is absolutely gorgeous, called Sunroof Diesel Blues. Get down on my knees.
Wednesday, 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 Thursday, Thursday, Friday, Friday, Saturday, Saturday, throwback on Monday.
Much to my disappointment, I wasn't there to see them on the Saturday night, but I bet that was in their set somewhere. My Baby from Holland and Prehistoric Rhythm from last year, and Sunroof Diesel Blues. 1967, I was 21 years old. I was a DJ, but I hadn't yet turned professional. That was to come in 1968, a year later. But I was still playing the Saturday night hops at college where I was at. And I was the entertainment chairman. I booked the bands and also played the records in between. I remember buying this on the Saturday in my local record shop in Newcastle and then taking it along to the Saturday night hop and then playing it. And normally with DJs and with mobile discos, people like familiarity. They like songs they know, you know, Mustang Sally, all that kind of stuff. Play them something new and they're a bit discombobulated. They're not quite sure what to do until they know it a bit better. So you normally have to persevere. But not with this one. This is a brand new version of it, by the way. But this is a cover of the original from 1967, written by, performed by Jackie Wilson. Your Love Keeps Lifting Me Higher and Higher. The original from 51 years ago by Jackie Wilson, and there's the 2018 version from the new album Something Smells Funky Around Here. Elvin Bishop's Big Fun Trio and his version, which is pretty similar in many respects, especially in the same key as well. Your Love Keeps Lifting Me Higher and Higher. When I'm listening to new records, as well as the records that arrive in terms of actual CDs, you know, ones you can play with and tap and all that kind of stuff, there's also the downloads, but then I also search other places too for new releases. And I heard this, not yesterday when I normally put the show together, but this morning, and as soon as I heard the first few lines of it, or the first few bars, I thought, oh, that's lovely. So making his debut on the show, and a guy I've never known, I never heard of before. He's out of Cupertino, California. He looks about 20, 22. He's pretty young. His name is Casey Wickstrom. The album is called Bleed Out. It's brand new. And here he is with Upper Hermosa Mountain Blues.
Yeah.
Yay, Casey Wickstrom from the album Bleed Out.
Oh, hello.
This, how odd is that? Happened last week when I was playing one track, all of a sudden it would go to the next one, and that was James Hunter, wasn't it? Next. Let's just ignore that, shall we? Okay, and that's from the album Bleed Out and Upper Hermosa Mountain Blues. If you go on iTunes and look for the sort of the, just browse through iTunes and see what's new, you will see categories and top 40 lists of all types of genres of music. And they have curators in iTunes who actually look through and make these new lists every week. It was one of the curators of the blues list, the blues A-list, who alerted me to Casey. Thanks, Steve. Very good of you. And it's a lovely album. Okay, if you've been a regular over the last month, you will know that my health has not been too good and spent quite a bit of time, well, more than half of August in hospital, which was a real pisser because August was a lovely month here in the UK, lots of sunshine, which I looked through a hospital window at. And one of the effects it's had is that my palate has now been skewed altogether, and some foods I now can't eat, and some foods I couldn't eat I now quite enjoy. But the worst thing, the really worst thing, is the fact that I don't enjoy wine anymore, any colour. And having said that, well, I'm off to Spain next week, and the friends I'm staying with said, oh, Dave, we'll be sitting under the sun at the Marriott Hotel and a glass of chilled white wine. I said, no, it won't be, I'm afraid. I just can't drink it anymore. We'll see what I do drink, and I'm doing the show from Spain next Friday. But talking of wine, the John Spear Band, their album from last year, Hot Sauce and the Bottom of the Bottle.
You know I'm hungry. No.
a track that snuck in because it's not from this year, but I was listening to various tracks from John Spear Band and I thought, that's nice. The album Hot Sauce came out last year and Bottom of the Bottle. Here's brand new, out at the end of this month, a lady from Kansas City, here I come. Sorry, got carried away there. Her new album is called Cry No More. She is called Danielle Nicole. If you search for her, it's quite hard because there's a fashion designer called Danielle Nicole who is rather more famous. So avoid that and try and find the singer Danielle Nicole and you will hear tracks like this. Danielle Nicole is her name. The album is Cry No More, and that is the title track taken from it. It's a favourite of the programme, Wes Weston, because he's not only a fabulous harmonica player and has guested on so many bands. Anybody coming from the States who needs a harmonica player, they ask for Wes, first of all. And it's rare that he makes an album out of his own bat, but he has. The album West Street, we featured tracks from it over the last month or two. And here he is with It's You That Wears the Ring, and this one's for Paula. Lovely stuff. Wes Weston. And it's you that wears the ring. Okay, time for one more track. As I mentioned, next week's show comes from Spain, from the Marriott Hotel near Estepona. And if you go onto Google Earth and look at Marriott Hotel, Estepona, and then look on the beach, a little bit to the west, you will find a beach bar. And I've forgotten its name. But the show will be coming from there next week. A beach bar on the sand. Probably with a cold beer by my side. Email address, dave@ravenblues.co.uk. If you don't subscribe to the programme, you really should. Lots of ways of doing it. If you go to the website, ravenblues.co.uk, lots of ways of subscribing. And the Raven and the Blues app on your smartphone or Android phone, which was broken from the middle of July, is now fixed. Thank you, Nick, for alerting me to it. And so you can buy the app and then automatically on your phone, whether it's an Apple or an Android, whatever, Every time there's a new program, it will arrive automatically. Let's close with the new album from Buzz Skaggs. It's called Out of the Blues. It really is lovely. And the track I've chosen is this one, called Down in Virginia. Have a great 7 days. Thank you for giving me an hour of your valuable time. Last month, despite missing a program and all the other alarums and excursions, I had more listeners last month than all the previous months of this year, which is good news. Thank you so much. Pass the word. If you enjoy the music, pass the word on. Share it with your chums. Buzz Skaggs, Down in Virginia. I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
That's why I came back.